Moncrief on News Talk.
Dunleary County Council has just spent a considerable amount of money restoring a wall in Marley Park, and that work's almost completed, but it's not so much a wall as a kind of a ditch. Bizarrely, it's called a ha-ha. The architectural historian Emma Galise is here to explain. Afternoon, Emma.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. So it's a ditch. Is it a ditch with a wall in it?
Yeah, so if you were to describe it, if you were to stand at the bottom of the ha-ha, it is a sunken ditch. So there's a retaining wall on one side. It's usually dry stone. It can be brick. And then there's a higher level, but it's all grass. And it's all to create this optical illusion from this country house of a uninterrupted green lawn for your vast estate.
Right. OK. And but the purpose of it is to keep animals out?
Yeah. So, you know, back before we had lawnmowers, you'd have your sheep roaming your grounds to keep the grass cut and to keep them away from your more formal gardens around the house. You'd in France in the early 18th century, somebody came up with this device, and actually that's where the name comes from. They say, you know, a French person getting a shock coming upon this, and they went, aha. And then that turns into, I was trying not to sound like Alan Partridge there.
I know, but it's so hard not to. Aha! Oh, right, and so it was aha originally, but then it turned into haha.
Yes, aha translated from French is haha in English.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Right. So would people around Marley Park refer to it as the haha?
It became known as that, like even hahas, they started in France, went to England, and the famous Lancelot Capability Brown, the garden designer, everyone was copying him. So this Thomas Leggett, he did it from Marley Park. You also find it in America. George Washington's father in Mount Vernon put in a ha-ha, and he called it a ha-haw, or a deer wall as well.
A ha-haw, yeah. A-ha-haw. He had notions then, yeah. Obviously. So is it deep? If you fell into it, would you help yourself?
From looking them up, they seem to be roughly about 6 feet.
To keep
you know, either cattle or sheep out. And Loch Ring Castle has a sign that is very direct and says, you know, keep children away, must be in, supervised with parents at all time.
Well, for pretty obvious reasons, yeah. And so the one in Marley Park, why did it need this work? Was it the wall was kind of disintegrating a bit?
Yeah, I looked up. It was first identified in a screening in 2018, and they said this is long overdue. So, you know, it was bequeathed to Dublin City Council in 1972, opened as a park in 1975. You know, we're not great in this country for maintenance, so it's long overdue. In the public consultation, they had a photo of it, and it's very overgrown with grass. It was long overdue. So I think it was 3 years ago it was meant to start this work. And
yeah.
If they left it any longer, it would have seriously compromised the wall and the ha-ha.
Yeah. Now, to put it back together again, did they have to kind of dismantle the whole thing and put it back together again?
Yeah, I was reading it like they have to temporarily stabilize it, build a trench box and use a geotextile, and yeah, lots of stabilizing measures. And I'd assume they'd have to number each block to
put
it back together. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's very time consuming, and it's 197 meters in length. So it's not, you know, picture, people are probably thinking, sure, my garden wall was put up in a weekend.
Yeah. Know? But this is a wall in a ditch kind of thing. So it's trickier than that, plus a very... I assume there must be specialist builders who do this kind of work.
Yeah, it would have to be conservation, stonemason, and also they'd have to be liaising with a team of archaeologists and conservation architects, and I'd hope a conservation landscape architect as well.
Yeah. Now it's 600 grand plus VAT, 660 grand. Like, for... You're an architectural historian. You make the case here. It's something that you wouldn't see anyway because it's supposed to be invisible. And to many people, it might be just like a hole in the ground, just a big long hole in the ground. Why do we need to preserve things like that?
I think I make this mistake as well. I kind of sometimes focus on the building. You have to take the entire landscape. So that would have been designed first. And it was all about, what are my views from my house? And so this, you know, the Marley House was money was put into that to restore it. So it makes, and the, you know, the Gate Lodge and the cottages on the grounds. And so it also makes sense to maintain the Haha and keep the profile of the wall. And, you know, I read that Irish Times article and comments online, and you know, this isn't the pot of money that would have come out, you know, social housing or hospital beds or guard on the street. And I think some of the opposition councillors, they're kind of hyping it up as if this is taking money away from.
Yeah, of course.
And nobody's on the make here. Like, all these would have been costed and tendered. And
I imagine it's backbreaking work as well, because it's mostly done by hand. You can't use machines or anything to do this.
I'd assume so. Yeah. And even initially, you know, when you think this was built early 19th century, late 18th century, that how many men it would have taken to build this in the first place without the technology that we have today.
But of course, labour was cheap then, don't you know. In Killarney Town Centre, where the Jarvie cars go from, it's called the Haha. It's always funny when the sat-nav in the car says, go left at the Haha. A great Haha in Kilruddery Gardens in Bray, a good bit deeper than the 6 foot mentioned, says Dara. Do you not remember the Haha wall in Garbally? That's a school in Ballinasloe. It was just down from the fountain and the obelisk. Visited recently, it's still there. I do not, Sean. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, that was fascinating. Emma, thanks a million for coming in to tell us about that. That was the architectural historian, Emma Galise, there.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.